Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Lauren Gamble. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing fine. It's almost Christmas, and
it's going to be so great.
Oh, my goodness. It doesn't feel like winter too much out there currently. It's been a warmer winter, but
yeah, the mornings are a little cold, and sometimes night, but I guess it was a little lighter past 5 p.m.
Yes, it's very springy.
Yeah, it's
weird.
Some snow would be fun.
Yes.
A safe amount of snow. People can still drive. But
exactly. We haven't seen anything like that yet. But
yeah.
I know you got the succession planning series coming up, so I'll let you get right into it.
Yeah, so I know Rod and Ryan kind of already talked about a few of the programs that are coming up in January, but I wanted to touch on a little deeper the Woman in Ag succession planning series that we have. The name for the series is Leaving a Lasting Legacy for Midwest Farm Women, a Succession Planning Series. And I think it's really cool to note that this workshop isn't just for people in our community or even in our state. It's actually being hosted at 62 sites throughout Kansas, Indiana, and Nebraska. And I believe people from Oklahoma are even taking part in this series online. Our local site is going to be in Overbrook, which the exact address for the Grace Community Church can be found after you register and everything. But yeah, something to take part in that's going to happen throughout the Midwest. And a lot of people are going to be taking part in this program. When you register, you'll be able to select the specific Overbrook site. There's going to be a lot, obviously, but you'll be able to find that specific one. And the series is going to expand over 4 weeks, all starting at 5 in the evening, so very consistent. And they're going to be on these following dates, covering these specific topics. So the series is going to begin on January 21st, which is really, honestly, sooner than we think. And we're going to talk about the motivation for succession planning. Then on January 28th, the topic is communicating about estate and transition planning. On February 4th, we'll dive into the financial aspects of estate and transfer plans. And our last meeting will take place on February 11th, covering the legality of putting your plan in place. Although this is part of the Women in Ag program, and in the title we do specifically address Midwest farm women, this is an event for every landowner, families, women, men, anyone who wants to come. These conversations, we believe, are really, really important, and they address kind of the whole family. They're conversations that need to be had with more than one person. So really, anyone who owns land is welcome to come to this series. It does cost $60. This charge will cover a meal at all four of those workshops, as well as materials needed for the program. I will say, though, if you register after January 13th, which, again, scary as it seems, is a lot sooner than we think, that cost is going to go up to $75. So please don't hesitate to register. Get it done before January 13th, and you'll save some money. Then you can just bring that payment to the very first session in Overbrook on January 21st. I know oftentimes we hear these meetings, we push them out, you see them on social media, and they sound very interesting, but you don't exactly know what you're getting yourself into, and you just want to have a better idea. So I'm going to kind of walk you through what each night will look like. Like I said earlier, we're going to start at 5 p.m. Every night, you'll be served a meal. 5 p.m., I totally understand, is a busy time. It's hard to get places right at 5 with kids, with work, whatever it is. But the actual workshop won't begin until 5:30. So if you're walking in the door at 5:32, we'll give you a meal. You can sit down and enjoy the first presentation. So no stress on the time, but we will start the meal at 5 p.m. every night. As mentioned before, this series is taking place throughout the Midwest, and in order to present to all the host sites, a keynote speaker is going to live stream their presentation to all 62 of those sites, and that, like I said, is the presentation that will begin at 5:30. Then that time will be followed by a chance and an opportunity to ask the speaker questions that you may have. And again, if you don't have questions, it'll be cool to listen to what people maybe in Indiana or Nebraska are thinking about these same topics. After, I guess, the hybrid online section, we'll have an in-person activity led by your local extension agents. There's going to be 5 of us in the Frontier District working with this, and possibly some agents from Douglas County also going to put time and effort into this. We're going to make it a really good experience for you guys. I think we say we're supposed to end at 8:30 every night, so somewhere between 8 and 8:30, you'll be allowed to leave. So we're not going to keep you the whole night. Now you have all the information, the times, the dates. Hopefully you're hearing this or you've read about it and you're looking forward to registering. To do that, just go to agmanager.info/events. And this will take you to a page that's going to list a lot of the Ag Manager upcoming events. You might scroll down a few, and you're going to find Leaving a Lasting Legacy for Midwestern Farm Women. That will take you to a different page where you'll scroll down and select in-person registration. takes you to a form, fill it out, select Overbrook, Kansas, and we'll be all set to see you there in the new year. And until then, have a Merry Christmas, and hopefully, we will see you on January 21st.
Sounds like another interesting series. Make sure you guys get signed up. Coming up Monday morning, Frontier Extension District Director and Family Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland.